thing. They went from being the ones that were followers, the Greek word says tupos. They went from those being exactly following Jesus to becoming apostles. Apostles mean sent out ones. And you can't be sent out till you first have followed what you needed to follow in order to be sent out. See, they were ready to be sent out once because they now were walking as true disciples and followers of Jesus Christ. And this is what we got to be, body of Christ. Some of us feel like we're ready to be sent out once and we're not even following wholeheartedly the word of God. We've got to follow truthfully the word of God. Then not only that were they the sent out ones, they appointed others to be sent out because they were in that place of authority where they could do that. They honored what God said through his word, and they honored what Jesus had instructed them in as he walked this earth. And so we've got to come. We can't just let things, see, we don't let things slide too long now. It's sad when we have a government that when the Supreme Court makes a ruling on something that's in line with the word of God, that we have a government that comes and says, no, we're not going with that. We're going to set our own laws. The administration is going to tell you differently. We're going to write this out and we're going to go against what the court has. Well, what do we have a Supreme Court if it's going to be written out differently? You know, we can't just allow evil to just go on unnoticed because it's too blatant. It's too blatant and it's too in our face. And we have to take a stand for what is right. I don't care who it is, be it president, be it whatever, the administration, when things are written out and become law against the law of God, then we've got to be like the apostles, that I rather obey God than man. Because in reality, what the place where we will spend eternity is a lot longer than it is here that we got to be at. I don't care if you live to be 120. That is just a speck concerned to eternity, either in heaven or hell. And so we've got to make a decision of where we're going to line up with, who we're going to find ourselves lining up with. When the apostles, when they were threatened, and then they went on and they prayed, got some more boldness, they went back into the temple, started preaching again. You know, here comes the same group, the Pharisees, the high priestesses. They wanted to go out and get them again. But this time, they said, wait a minute, let's just wait and see, because if it's of man, it'll come to naught. But if it's of God, we don't want to be fighting God. We don't be fighting against God now. That's what Gamaliel said. So let's see what's happening. Well, it kept going on till more people became believers, got saved, and they were still upset. They didn't realize that they can really start fighting God now. This is where we're at, people of God. The people in the opposition that's opposing us are fighting God. They're fighting against God himself. They used to say, well, let's just let them alone. You know, it's not going to deter anything we got in mind to do. We're going to go ahead. But somehow they see that we are a deterrent to what they want to do now. They see that now. And so they got to get rid of us. They got to block us some kind of way. And so that's why we can't stand idly by and let all this ungodliness come before us and push us down into a little hole. We can't do that. We can't afford to do that now. Because it's either God or it's either Satan. It's just got that blank now. Either you're following God or you're following the devil. Come on. There's no compromise. There's no gray area. And so we've got to be as the apostles of old, get some boldness. And I'm going to tell you about this next threat that came up with them, but I want to see at this time if we had any prayer requests.
We want to pray for Chad Hensley's son, Caden. It's been a long process to get a diagnosis for a knot he's had on his neck. It's a rare type of benign tumor, and they will be scheduling surgery. So we want to pray that they can get that done quickly and he can make a full recovery. My friend Danielle Burns Gamble's husband, Derek, had a four-wheeler wreck yesterday, and he's got at least 5 broken ribs. The young lady, Ashlyn Franklin, we've been praying for, we have a praise. She was able to get up to be out in the sunshine for about 20 minutes yesterday, and she had some visitors. Surgery number one is scheduled for 11:20. Number nine, I'm sorry, is scheduled for 11:20 today. So we want to pray that her pain will be under control. She's usually in a lot of pain when she comes out of those surgeries. We want to pray for Ed Brown, who is taking his CDL today. And Neva's asked us to pray for John Ternes, who is on hospice. He's been battling cancer for some time. We want to pray for his family as they are surrounding him with love and prayers.
Father God, we want to say that we honor you. We honor you in who that you are. And even as you rose and you brought newness of life to individuals, to those that did not even know you, you brought newness of life spiritually. These individuals for whom we have prayer requests for, God, I first have asked, God, that you would just cleanse our hearts and minds and spirits, that we not have anything, my God, that would be preventing us from reaching your throne room in prayer. Cleanse us, God. Now, Father God, look on Ed Brown taking his CDLs today. God, you can cause whatever he needs to know, whatever he has to retain within his mindset, determining him getting these CDLs licensed, Lord, getting these licensed. I pray that he would be able to recall what he needs to recall. He will be able to do what he needs to do, physical wise. If it's something in the area that he needs to do in driving, just cause his memory to be able to recapture what he has studied, what he has done in training. Bring it to him, Lord, that he would go through in flying colors. Father God, look on John Ternes on hospice, Lord, battling cancer for some time. Father God, if his work is not through here on this earth, if he does not know you, if for some reason, Lord, you have a purpose and plan for him to yet continue life, Lord, we speak that the miracle working power would cause him, Lord Jesus, to live on. That you would move the cancer. That you would move it entirely, God. Oh God, you are a miracle worker. Confirm your word with signs and wonders for these individuals, Lord. I don't know his state spiritually, but if he needs to know you, God, give him that opportunity to come into that place to know you, God. Bless his family. Strengthen them, God. Oh, God, give them to put their place of trust fully in you for whatever is to come, whatever you have planned and purposed. Let their trust be fully in you, God. Look on Chad Hensley's son, Caden. Oh, God, I pray, Lord, for this benign tumor, God, and for the surgery that he will be having today. Lord, I pray that you would even as the doctor's going for the surgery, Lord, if he's already in surgery, that they will not see what they thought they saw, that it would not be as bad as they thought it was, or as tedious of a thing to remove, God. You intervene, God. Intervene in his behalf, God. Show yourself mighty in his behalf. Bring complete healing to his body in Jesus' name. Look on this one's husband, Derek. Oh God, the injuries he is suffering in this four-wheeler wreck. Heal those broken ribs. I understand that is the most excruciating pain when ribs are broken, Lord. Just imagining trying to breathe, the diaphragm going up and down, and those ribs being injured. Lord, heal and make whole. Let not the pain be so excruciating, God. Heal quickly, God. Mend those bones together quickly, God. Make him whole, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on Ashley Franklin. My God, for the surgery that is scheduled for her, Lord, whatever that may be, God, I pray, Lord, that the healing power of God will be with her to make her every bit whole, God. Let the joy of the Lord be her strength. Let her not be worried, fretful, but let her faith be in the word of God. I just thought about a scripture, Lord, that I saw here that you have to put on a picture that it says, this is my comfort and my affliction, that the word of God gives me life. So we speak life to each and every one. The word of God brings life to each and every one in their situation for what is needed. And we thank you for it, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Heart to heart. Help, hope, and healing, Western Oklahoma. Forgiven and set free. A four-week compassionate and confidential Bible study designed to help guide suffering and hurting women through the emotional scars of past abortion experiences. The study helps women deal with issues such as relief, denial, depression, anger, letting go, forgiveness, acceptance. Mondays only, April 3rd through the 24th from 6 to 7. For more information or to enroll, you can call 580-243-2229, Monday through Thursday, noon to 6. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635, or you can email him at crosscutcreations@gmail.com. And you can find him on Facebook, CCCOK. And let us not forget Joshua's Crossing right here at the Promise Center in Elk City. We're so grateful and blessed to have this access to this media room that we've turned into a war room.
Prophetic Voice Ministries is located at 616 North Locust Avenue in Elk City, Apostle Casey Elliott. The Refuge Church is now at New Liberty Church at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sarah, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. Stay tuned, y'all. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. When you are confronted with difficult situations, it's not the reply of the tongue that matters. It's the response of the heart. That is where the real you lives. If you use words to deal with life, they will only be as valuable as the words. If you put your heart into it, the value is multiplied. Always be ready to provide an answer, and if necessary, use words.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy, and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Sister Melanie Randall. Her title for this morning is Becoming Witnesses. Back to you, Sister Melanie.
All right. I don't know how many of y'all still want to be witnesses.
I do.
All right. Amen. Amen. Because you got to be bold. Got to be courageous. We got to stand. Got to be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work, knowing that our labor is not in vain. Amen. All right. Let's go to Acts chapter 5 and verse 17. This is the second threat. It says, then the high priest rose up and all those who were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and they were filled with indignation and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. But at night, an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out and said, go, stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life. And it says, and when they heard that, they entered the temple early in the morning and taught. Now, you see, they just obeyed. They just did. And I think what's with the church, we tried to see what part we need to do. Okay, God said for me to, he's done freed me now. Do I need to go to the temple right now? Maybe I need to wait for a few days and see. I'm going to go to the temple, but I think I need to wait. I'm not going just right yet. No. We can't. Try to fix it up a certain way of how we, if God said go right into the temple, we got to go. And so they went. And then it says, but the high priest and those with him came and called the council together with all the elders of the children of Israel and sent to the prison to have them brought. They thought they were still in the prison, but they had been set free by an angel. And so when they found out, they saw and went to the temple. I'm not going to read it all, but it talks about them, seeing them in the particular verse here, verse 25. It says, so one came and told them, saying, look, the men with whom you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. And then it goes on and says that then the captain went with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people lest they should be stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council. And the high priest asked them, saying, did we not strictly command you not to teach in his name? And look, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood on us. It's not their doctrine. And yes, the man's blood is on you. It's the doctrine of God, tell you the truth. But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you murdered by hanging on a tree. Him God has exalted to his right hand to be Prince and Savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses to these things. And so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. They were his witnesses. You get that? It didn't matter what. See, we got people kind of. I don't want to say they're kind of hinting around certain things, but they don't want to say fully what God says when it comes to certain topics, controversial topics. They don't really want to say, well, you know, we include everybody. Yes, you are all welcome to the house of God. But when it comes to the word of God, there is a separation line. If you want to be a believer, we are offering you the opportunity to become like the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ was not confused about his identity, I'm telling you. He was not transgender. We've got to see this thing as the way God sees it. And we got to let people know, you are welcome, yes. But there is an opportunity for you to become a believer of Jesus like these people in back in the day and time that followed Jesus Christ. Now, and they give a little message there. But then in verse 40, and I told you about what Gamaliel said, you know, this is, let him go. If it'll be of God, you know, it'll come to naught. But then they did beat them, it says in verse 40. And they agreed with him, and when they had called for the apostles and beaten them, they commanded they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. Well, the first time, they just threatened them. This time, we said, we're gonna have to suffer a little beating here, and then we're going to threaten you some more, and then we're going to let you go. And they let them go. But, you know, they kept becoming more and more stronger in the faith and standing firm in what they believed. To finally, Stephen had to be martyred. He went from being a witness to being a martyr. They did not want to hear that name no more. They didn't want to hear Jesus because they knew what they had done to Jesus. And they didn't want to hear no more about that man. And so they finally just decided, we're just going to have to shut them up. And they may have shut up one man, but they didn't shut up the spirit.
Come on.
They didn't shut up the spirit because they went right on. They went right on speaking that which God had given them to speak. And then they ended up, go to Acts chapter 8. It says in verse 4, therefore those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. And the multitudes with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. And it tells you at the end, and there was great joy in the city. You had Saul at the beginning of this chapter going around making threats and dragging people into prison. But at the same time, there is great joy in this city for the word of God that's going forth. You know, we got two spectrums of the thing here. We got the people of God that's going to stand, and they're still going to be abiding in the joy of the Lord, even as they're being persecuted, threatened, or whatever. But and the enemy's coming, but somebody in that is going to be like a Saul. This is what I'm praying. See, Saul was well known for what he was doing. I'm praying for somebody that's really known to really change their mindset on things and become a true believer of God. And then they're going to go out and start reaping the harvest too. And so don't be discouraged, body of Christ. Yes, we are living in perilous times. We are living in dangerous times. We are living in evil, chaotic times. It was foretold to be. It is the time period in which we were told it was going to be. It can't be differently. It cannot be differently because of where we are at. What we must know is that God is faithful to see us through in these times. And we are to be his witnesses. And see, it says they went into Samaria. See, they done gone from Jerusalem, like the scripture said, to Judea and to Samaria. And now they get ready to spread out to the utmost parts of the earth, just like Jesus told them they would do. Let us be the witnesses of God. That he would have us to be, to stand boldly, courageously. Every time I hear about somebody standing in their faith, whether they're arrested, I just pray for them. I said, God, keep them lifted up, keep them encouraged. I think the lady was Riley Gaines that was talking about the transgender thing and how they was trying to drag her out and beat her, hit her a few times and stuff, and nobody was coming to arrest her. But she said, you know what? It made me believe that what I'm saying is right, and I'm just going to keep saying what I'm saying. Well, thank you, Jesus. Somebody is standing for what is right. Let us stand for the word of God, because it's going to be worth every whatever we suffer on this end. Let us stand boldly for God. Let us be the witnesses, people of God, in Christ that he's calling us to be. I love each and every one of you. Hope that you are encouraged to be a witness.
Amen. You know, the other day, I want to share something. The other day, I was asked to pray for a friend, and so I began praying for them. And the Holy Spirit dropped this question in my spirit. Said, ask them, are you walking in feelings or are you walking by faith? Now, to me, that would have been a pow. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. For me, you know, and I was like, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. You know, and for me, I wanted to make sure that that's what I heard, you know, and who I heard it from. And so I chewed on it for a few days and kept praying. And every time it would come back, the Holy Spirit, His Holy Spirit would come back with the same question. And so yesterday I was praying about it and I made contact with the person and made arrangements to meet with them and talk to them. And I just was sitting there and told them that I have a question for them, but I'm not sure how they're going to respond to this question. So just know that I love you, you know, because to Monica, that would have been I felt it was, thank you, Lord. I felt it was a correction. But whenever I delivered it to the person who is seasoned, thank you, Lord. That's a good word. Okay. Who is seasoned, and they took it as great encouragement. So even though I felt one way about it, it was received totally opposite. So what I'm getting at is obedience. Yes. Obedience. It doesn't matter how you feel about it. It doesn't matter what you think about it. If it's from Him, it needs to be brought forth. You know, and that simple obedience that I was afraid of ended up being great encouragement. Amen. For that person. Amen. And God's timing was perfect. He knows me better than I know me. He knew when He gave me that I was going to sit there and chew on it for a minute, you know. But it was received with great encouragement. So, and you know, when Jesus sent His disciples out two by two and they didn't take anything, He told them, don't take anything. Just go. That was to build their trust. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a discipline or anything. It was just to build their trust. And I love how the Chosen portrayed that. One of the disciples, when the Lord gave that commission, when the Lord gave that commission for them to go out two by two and take nothing, and they would have power to heal, cast out demons and all that. One of the disciples in the Chosen touched his chest and was like, well, I don't feel nothing. And the response just lit something up inside me. In the chosen, Jesus responded, I don't need you to feel anything. I get in my feels. Lord, forgive me. Help me with that. I want an open and a teachable heart. Yes, yes. I don't just want an open heart that can receive you as Lord, Savior, and Redeemer. Lord, I want a teachable heart. Amen. One that is open to your correction, to your discipline, and to your leading. Miss Melanie, would you like to pray to end this out today?
Before I pray, I just want to let you all know I'll be speaking in a women's retreat in Nebraska next week. And so I will cover you all's prayers as well, that God will use me in that setting as well. Amen. Glory. Well, Father God, we thank you for this day's setting and for what has been shared. And my God, I just know, Lord, you are calling the body of Christ to attention. You're saying, step up to the plate, make the connection. And so, God, let us do that. Let us step up to the plate and make the connection. Let us hit it out of the park, God. Let us be the witnesses you've called us to be. Give us the boldness. Give us the courage. Give us the strength. Give us whatever it is that we need to stand in these days and times. Remove all fear. Remove all things that's not of you, God. And let us stand at boldly and courageously as the body of Christ, marching together. For all we need is you, God. If all we have is you, that's all we need. We just need you. Keep us fitted together, serving you, worshiping you, loving you, obeying you. Keep us, Lord, every day, every minute. Keep us, oh God. Help us to walk in victory over all the plots, the ploys, the schemes of the enemy. Help us to walk in victory, God. I thank you, God, for each and every one that has heard the message. I pray that they would take it and be encouraged to live in victory for you, overcoming everything that is placed in their path. We give you the honor and the glory for all things. Until the next time, God, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power, y'all. And I am going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day.
Thank you.
From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our gorgeous sister in Christ, Miss Melanie Randall, y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time. Stay tuned for the Truth Broadcast. The title for that is God is Able.
He is able.
More than able.
He is.
If he calls you to it, he will see you through it.
Yes, he will.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.